السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a good week. Today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. Today's lesson is going to be from ayah number 52 until ayah number 55. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayats and then go back and look at the tajweed rules found in these verses, inshallah. So let's go ahead and begin our recitation from ayah number 52. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تطرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ما عليك من حسابهم من شيء وما من حسابك عليهم من شيء فتطردهم فتكون من الظالمين وكذلك فتنا بعضهم ببعض ليقولوا أهؤلاء من الله عليهم من بيننا أليس الله بأعلم بالشاكرين وإذا جاءك الذين يؤمنون بآياتنا فقل سلام عليكم كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولتستبين سبيل المجرمين. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 52 to ayah number 55. So let's go back and look at the analysis of these ayahs, starting from ayah number 52. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تطرد الذين يدعون. So here, ولا, this is going to be a two count med. تطرو, ta here is going to be heavy. It is a permanently heavy sound. And it is also a letter of قلقلة. So ta here is going to have a little bit of bounce. It is part of قطب جد. So I am going to give it a little bit of bounce while also making it heavy. And then ra here is also going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. So ta is heavy, ra is heavy as well. تَطُرُدِ الَّذِينَ, dal here is going to be light. الَّذِي, this is a two-count med. يَدْعُونَ, dal here also has قَلْقَلَ, it is part of قُطُب جَد. So I am going to give it a little bit of bounce because it has a sukun. يَدْعُونَ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. So I'm going to make sure that there is a little bit of pressure on the middle of the throat, a little bit of a strangulation sound almost when we are saying this letter. رَبَّهُمْ, رَا is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. رَبَّهُمْ بِ, here ميم is going to merge into the ba, and I am going to bring this up into the nose and give it some ghunna. رَبَّهُمْ بِل, lam has tawassut. غَدَاتِ, غَيْن is going to be heavy. Da, this is a two-count med. بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then ya has a shadda. So I am going to press the my tongue to the roof of my mouth and give it a little bit of pressure. بِالْعَشِيِّ, I'm not going to do it too much because other than because otherwise it will begin to sound like a jeem. So I'm not going to do too much, but I am going to kind of press my tongue against the roof of my mouth to give it a little bit of pressure and to show that there is a shadda here. Yuriduna ra here is going to be light because it has a kasra. Du, this is a two count med. Wajaha, jeem is going to have qalqala. It is part of qutub jad. So I'm going to give it a little bit of bounce. And then ha here, because I am stopping, I am going to give this a sukun. And when we have ha with sukun, we do have to give it a little bit of hems to make sure that we are not dropping this letter. The letter ha comes from the chest, closer to the chest. It is from the lower throat. So I'm going to make sure that I have a sigh quality to it, almost like it's coming from my chest. Wajaha. So make sure that you do give it a little bit of air and you do say this letter so that it does not drop when we say it with a sukun. Ma, this is a two count med. Alayka, ayn, again, is going to be from the middle of the throat. Lay, this is madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Min hisabihim, this is going to be idhar. We see that there is a noon second followed by one of the throat letters, which is the letter ha. So here we are going to make sure that noon sound is said very clearly. And then I am going to put the wasat on this noon as well. Min hisabihim, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Sa, this is a two count med. Hisabihim min, I'm going to merge both of these meem together. And I am going to go and bring this up into the nose and give it some idgham. Hisabihim min shay'in. Min shay'in, this is going to be ikhfa. There is a noon sakin followed by the letter sheen, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. So I am going to hide this noon sound within the makhraj of the next letter, which is sheen. Min shay'in, shay, this is a madlin, 1.5, maddan ma. Shay'in wa ma, this is going to be idgham. We see that there is a tanween or a noon sakin followed by one of the letters of idgham, yarmalun. So we have waw, and this is going to be idgham with ghunna, meaning that I am going to say this noon sound and I'm going to bring this up into the nose to say this sound. Wama, this is a two count mad. Min hisabik, this is going to be idhar. So noon sakin is going to be clear, and then ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Min hisabika. So make sure that noon has a bit of tawassut as well and that you are saying it very clearly. Hisa, this is a two count mad. Bika alayhim. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Lay, this is madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Alayhim min. I am going to merge both of these meem together and bring it up into the nose with ghunna. Alayhim min shay'in. Again, we have noon sakin followed by sheen, which is the ikhfa' letter. So I'm going to hide this noon sound within the makhraj of the letter sheen. And then shay'in, like we mentioned, shay is madlin, maddan ma. And then shay'in fatatarudahum. We have a kasra here, kasra dain. So this is going to be a tanween followed by the letter fa, which is a letter of ikhfa. So I am going to hide this noon sound within the letter fa. Shay'in fa. And then ta is heavy, ra is heavy. Fatatarudahum. So ta is light, ta is heavy. Fa, ta, ta. Ta-tu. So make sure ta is light, ta is heavy. Ta also has qalqala. It is part of qutub jad, so I'm going to give it a little bit of bounce and make this heavy. Ra in this case is heavy as well because it has a dhamma. Ta-tu-ru-da-hum. Mim has the wasut. Fataku. Kaf here is going to be a two count med. Fatakuna mina zalimin. Dha is going to be heavy and it is going to be a two count med. Zalimin. And then we end here on a four count med added to sukun. And we are going to make sure that we give noon a little bit of tawassut as well to make sure that that sukun sound is pronounced very clearly when we end here on this ayah. Then in the next ayah, wakadhalika, this is going to be a two count med. In that, fatanna, this is again a two count med. Noon has a shadda on this, so I am going to give it a little bit of extra ghunna and spend a little bit of time on this letter. Fatanna, to spend a bit of time and then give this a two count med. Ba'adahum, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. It also has the wasut, so allow that to kind of roll around in the throat and properly say this letter. Because it does have the wasut, meaning that we are going to spend a bit of time on the sound. Ba'adahum, dad is going to be heavy. Ba'adahum bi. So we are going to kind of spend a little bit of time on this meem as well. And then because the next letter is ba, we are going to merge this meem within the sound of the ba. Ba'adahum bi. بعضن عين is going to have توسط. Again, make sure that it is said from the throat and that there is a little bit of emphasis and that sound kind of rolls around to give it proper توسط. And then ضاد is going to be heavy. بعضلي, this is going to be إدغام. We see that there is a تنوين followed by the letter لام, which is part of يرملون. And لام and را are the two letters of إدغام without غنة, meaning that there will not be any نون sound here. Instead, you will just straight go from the ضاد to the letter لام. بعضلي, بعضلي. So you will not say any of that نون sound. You don't need to bring it up into the nose. Instead, go straight down to the لام. ليقولوا قاف is going to be heavy and this is a two count mud. ليقولوا أها, this is going to be a four count mud. This is مد جاء is منفصل because the مد and the حمزه are within two separate words. أها, this is again going to be a four count mud and this one is also going to be مد جاء is منفصل. Now for this one, it may seem like this is going to be مد واجب because it is within one word, but as we learned, ها and ya are two words that are known as harf nida, meaning that they are known as a separate word. So aha ula'i means are these the ones who? So here aha is one word, ula'i is another word. So even though it is written together and it looks like it is one word, they are actually two separate words. So this is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil. So ha is mad ja'iz munfasil. And then ula'i, this is going to be mad wajib muttasil. So this is one word. And then ha is going to be a separate word. So the first one is ja'iz and the second one is wajib. So both of these are going to be still four count mudud. So liyakulu, four counts. Aha, four counts. Ula, four counts. Ula'i manallah, noon here has a shadda, so I am going to spend a bit of time saying this letter. Manallahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Alayhim, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then lay, this is madlin. Alayhim min, this is going to be idgham, so I am going to say this meme with the next meme and kind of merge them together. And I will bring it up into the nose as well because meme has a shadda on top. Mim baynina, this is going to be iqlab. I see that there is a noon sakin followed by the letter ba, and there is a small meem on this noon as well, which is going to signify that I have to change this noon into a meem sound. Mim baynina, this is going to be a four count med if you are continuing. So if you are not stopping here, it is a four count med. It is going to be mad ja is munfasil, but because I have stopped here, I'm going to make this a two count med. So if you are stopping, it is two counts. If you are continuing, then it is going to be a four count med. Alaysa, this is going to be madlin, madden ma, 1.5. Alaysa Allahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. The letter before has a fatha. Bi'a'alama, ayn is going to have tawassut, so I am going to roll this around in the throat as well. Bishakirin, and then sheen has tafashi, so the sound is going to spread a bit in the mouth, and this is a two-count med. Shakirin, ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra, and then this is going to be a four-count mad'arid lissukun. Wa'idha, this is a two-count med. Ja'aka, this is a four-count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. Ja'aka alladhina, this is a two-count med. Yu'minuna, hamza is going to have jahar. It's going to have a little bit of jerkiness as we stop on this letter because the sound should abruptly stop when it has sukun. Yu'minuna, noon, this is a two-count med. Bi'a, this is a two-count med. Ya, two count med. Dina, two count med. So all of these mudud are going to be a consistent two counts. Faqul, qaf is heavy and lam has tawassut, so rest on this letter for a little bit. Salamun, this is going to be a two count med. Salamun, this is going to be an idhar sound. We have a noon sakin followed by the letter ayn, which is a throat letter. So this noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. Salamun alaykum, lay, this is madlin, madden ma, 1.5, and then meem has tawassut. Kataba rabbukum, ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Ala, this is a two count med. Nafsihi rahma, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. And then ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then the second ha, because we are stopping here, I will give it a sukun. This is ta marbuta, but we will pronounce this as a ha from the lower throat, closer to the chest. So the first one is going to be from the middle of the throat, and the second one is from the chest. So the first one is warm, and the second one should be deeper, coming down from the lower throat. Ar-rah-mah. So you can kind of hear that difference. رحمه. So one is warmer from the middle of the throat and the other one is lower from the lower throat. Annahu, noon is going to have a shadda here, so do give it a bit of ghunna, spend a bit of time. Annahu, this is a two count med. Men, noon has the wasut. Amila, ayin is going to be a letter of the throat, so here noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. It has idhar. Man amila minkum, this is going to be ikhfa, noon sakin followed by the letter kaf, which is a letter of ikhfa. Minkum, mim has tawassut. Su'an, this is going to be a four count med. It is med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. Su'anbi, this is going to be iqlab. Again, we see that we have a tanween sound here, followed by the letter ba. And then there is a small meem on top. So this is also going to show us that we are going to switch this noon sound into a meem. Su'am bijahalatin ha. This is going to be a two-count med. Bijahalatin thumma. This is going to be ikhfa. We have a tanween followed by the letter tha, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. So I'm going to hide this within that makhraj. Thumma meem has a shadda. So I am going to give it some ghunna, bring it up into the nose. Taba, this is going to be a two-count med in ta. Mim ba'di, again, this is going to be iqlab. So I see that there is a noon sakin followed by the letter ba, and there is a small mim on this noon sound as well. So I am going to switch that noon sound into a ba. Mim ba'dihi, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ba'dihi, this is a two-count med. Wa aslaha, sod is going to be heavy. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Fa'annahu, and then here, noon sound has a shadda on top. And then, hu, this is a two-count med. Ghafur, ghain is going to be heavy. Ra is going to be heavy. And then in rahim, ra is also going to be heavy. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then mim has the wasut. Wakadhalika, tha, this is a two-count med. Nufassil, sad is going to be heavy. Nufassilul ayat, lam is going to have the wasut. Al ayat, a is two count, ya is two counts. Al ayati, walitas, sin is going to have safir. So I am going to kind of give it a little bit of whistling sound. Walitas tabina, this is going to be a two count med in b. Sabil, ba is also going to be a two count med. Sabilul, lam has the wasut. Mujrimin, jim is going to have qalqala, has a little bit of bounce. Ra here is going to be light. And then we end here on a four count. Mada'arid lissukun. And the noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly because noon has the wasut. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 52 to ayah number 55. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from ayah number 56. Now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so we will stop here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.